Motherlode Views continues. We're joined in studio by a panel of guests. We're talking about HealthLit Now, a program that was launched out of the Innovation Lab in Sonora. We're joined in studio by the group's president, Barry Hillman, as well as the vice president, Dr. Todd Stolp, and Carlos Giesdorf, who is involved. He is a Miwok language program manager for the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians. Barry Hillman, I'd like to ask you a little bit about community involvement and community engagement, because I understand there's quite a few local groups and agencies involved with HealthLit Now.
That's right, BJ. We started the program, as I mentioned earlier, with the support of the Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority and the Economic Prosperity Council of Tuolumne County. Shortly after, the Sonora Area Foundation provided us some support funding. But since that time, that community engagement has continued to expand so that not only do we have individuals who have been kind of the backbone in supporting the program, but we also now have the Behavioral Health Department, the Health Tuolumne County Health Department. We have Motherlode Job Training, all of whom provide personnel to the program. And I think it's really significant that this year, for the first time, that community engagement was rounded out by having the Miwok tribe join us and provide their perspective and on health in the community and provide that engagement for the kids out there. So it really has been a broad community effort and engagement.
Dr. Stolp, anything to add on that topic?
Well, I'm constantly thankful that the topic of health has a natural curiosity that is stimulated. It's one of the most commonly searched terms on the internet. And the problem, of course, is that searching the internet opens up the door to information that's reliable and information that is pure nonsense. And so one of our goals, again, is not so much to didactically teach these kids new information as much as to provide them the tools to navigate this crazy world we live in today, to allow them to select information and rely on information and test information, know how to recognize the features of information that may not be reliable so they can gather information that will help them, strengthen them as they meet the challenges of going through adolescence.
The growth of the program, as you mentioned, about 850 students during year one. Tuolumne and Calaveras counties both get involved in year two, about 1,900 students. Year three, looking about 2,000 to 2,500 students. Do you think you've kind of reached a max, or does this program still have room to grow?
We've been approached by people from other counties, other communities, who have expressed an interest in the program. We had thought that it might expand to Amador County this year, but that may have to wait to another year. There is tremendous opportunity for this program to expand, but of course it always takes not only financial but also personnel resources, and that's we'll look to see what happens there.
Have any state grant money come in the past in regards to just kind of the success and people seeing the program and wanted to see it expand?
Glad you asked that question. One of our key supporters from the very beginning of this program has been the Office of State Health Planning and Development, OSHPD, out of Sacramento. They provided us one of our first grants and have subsequently provided two more grants. We are the only organization in a rural community that has been provided three successive grants for a program of this sort. And they've invited us to apply for another grant this year. In addition to that, Motherlode Job Training was a conduit for a federal grant that we received that provided much of the funding that we needed to expand the program into Calaveras County last year, as well as to additionally support the program here in Tuolumne County this year.
And Dr. Stolp?
Well, another partner that Barry was critical in linking us to is University of California, Merced. They've been providing us with support, review, some ancillary services, and other grants have been potentially made available through our connection with UC Merced. The concept of the Exploratorium for Healthcare Careers is really that. It's a concept rather than a specific program with a very specific curriculum. It is designed to be adaptable to any community. In the foothills, the different stakeholders that we've already described and others, the Department of Education, it would take the rest of the program to describe all the participants and volunteers that we've had involved. But that has localized the issues to make them relevant to Tuolumne County. In the Valley, it may be more appropriate to have a workstation on the topic of Latino diet and the impact of a Latino diet, or in an urban setting, perhaps the lack of access to grocery stores with options in foods and recreation, so that each community can develop this concept for themselves to try to open the door to health literacy, this public health literacy.
The specific programs within, or the kind of the exhibits that the students see, do some really stand out in your mind as being kind of eye-opening?
Well, that's the most fun. As I said earlier, we're really trying to light that fuse. So we purposefully dip our toes into subject matter that will make the kids have a light bulb moment, such as on the diet station, as you recall, having them eat crickets, eating insects. Or in another station where they hook themselves up to a nerve stimulator that causes their neighboring student to move their arm when the first student moves their arm, or to do a colonoscopy using a corrugated pipe and a colonoscope to look inside the corrugated pipe for various objects and toys. All of these things really shake their timbers, and they generally have a couple of giggles during the program, as well as the insights provided by the Tuolumne Band of Miwok to understand better the depth and to show respect for this community that's right among us.
And Mr. Giesdorf, as we were mentioned during the break, it was they were kind of mentioning that your booth is kind of one of the most popular always for the kids to come through.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty hyper kind of guy, so whenever I get youth around, I'm a big kid in myself, so I like to get them excited, motivate them the best that I can. But at the same time, I have my other cousins that help me, my assistant, and then my cousin that helps me. He's very good with the plants and just always looking to the weather to see what the plants are doing. It's very exciting and motivating to see the kids learn something new each and every time that they come to our table. Like, I don't know if they mentioned, there's six different positions that they kind of give insight on. And like when they get to mine, everything's hands-on. So I kind of relate to the kids and they relate to what's happening, and allows them to relax and learn something new.
You talked about the various things that you talk about during the first segment. Does the tribe itself do a pretty good job of just kind of keeping and documenting its history and all these traditions?
Oh, we've been blessed in many ways to have a lot of documentation and to have a lot of our ancestral people, our grandmothers and grandfathers, that kind of paved the way for us today to be documented, and many different people throughout coming through and just researching the language, researching the plants and the animals and the insects. And now we have archival units within the tribe that we could relate to.
The native plants, anything specifically that stands out in your mind that might be interesting that people would find kind of unique?
A lot of times, one of the plants that we use for us here locally is the mugwort, and relate to a lot of times it's good for not only for a natural herbal tea, but it's a salivator slash it chases mosquitoes away, plus it puts out a nice scent. There's many different uses for it. It also helps with ailments within your stomach area. So we have a lot of things like that relate to teas and that are natural healing remedies.
Are they pretty abundant in this region or difficult to find?
They are, but at the same time, this weather's really changing and Mother Earth's kind of in a tilt back and forth, so we're really having to look and go out and find the plants that we need. And in some cases, if we don't find the plants that we need, if we don't pick them at a certain time, then they won't replenish the way that they're supposed to. So it's very important that we respect Mother Earth, but at the same time, we just take a look around and see what's out there and just try to maintain the natural growth and everything and not to hinder it along the ways of we do a lot of building and we tend to trample over things, and so it's a respect thing.
We need to take one more break. We're focusing on Healthlit now on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined by a panel of guests in studio, the president, Barry Hillman, as well as the vice president, Dr. Todd Stolp, and Carlos Giesdorf with the Miwok Language Program Manager for the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians. I'm BJ Hansen. I'm your host. We'll be back with our final segment in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.